Yeah, we're doing it. Missile and Jimmy, all thanks to Brighton's. Pick one NRL winner each week. For the chance to win $2,500, head to sensurvivor.com.au. And that is all thanks to Brighton's lawyers as well. You got it from this round, round 16. You got to pick one. And it can't be Penrith.
Absolute specials this weekend. The Warriors, first game at home in almost 3 years. They will smash the West Tigers.
Oh, heard great time. First. Poor old Tigers.
I know.
Timing. Just can't get their timing
poor
right.
Noddy. Just come back to SEM. Forget about that coaching rubbish.
Oh, the nod. Kennard Hire makes your job easy. Call your local branch today. Michelle Bishop on the line. Michelle, are you ready to deliver your first sports update of the morning?
10-0.
Oh, well done. Nicely done. Nicely done.
Good morning.
Hey, we were... morning to you, Michelle. We were talking about the cricket and Australia in a dominant position. Could have been more dominant if Usman Khawaja didn't come up with the yes, no, wait, sorry call for Steve Smith. How'd you see that one?
Well, Steve Smith's an unhappy camper still in Gaul this morning. He's fuming, obviously, after the incident. He hasn't reached triple figures in 11 tests, so I'm sure that was kind of in his head this time, right, this is me, this is where I'm going to go. But his white shirt was covered in dirt. It was absolutely caked on. He was pointing furiously at Usman Khawaja when his dive to save himself came up short. Sent for six. Now, it appears, as you're discussing, they'd agreed to a quick single, but Khawaja just had a bit of a change of mind just midway through. And I guess the rest is history. But I bet they didn't sit next to each other in the team bus going home.
No.
Like he's not captain anymore.
Yeah, because the captain's on the selection team, aren't they?
Mm, I think they've changed that.
Can you imagine the grovelling today? Did you want a coffee? Guys, the Aussies won the toss. Sri Lanka was rolled for 212. Spinners Nathan Lyon and Mitchell Swepson shed 8 wickets between them. But Nathan Lyon bagged his 20th 5-wicket haul in tests. Swepson took 3 for 35. Gee, Nathan Lyon's, been really impressive. In reply, Australia raced 2, none for 47. Khawaja and Travis Head, they survived some real nervous moments, but ended up on 3 for 98 at stumps. And, of course, earlier Dave Warner was removed for 35, minus Lumishane 13. And as I said, Smith on a very lonely 6. And, yeah, can you imagine the groveling today? Wow.
Awkward.
Michelle, in that inner sanctum.
Yeah, Joey Johns has put his support behind a player that he says Freddie Fittler cannot leave out of the Origin decider.
This is really interesting. I know we've sort of discussed this extensively yesterday, the whole Origin selection, but overnight Andrew Johns has gone all out to support one player in particular, saying he must be retained. We've seen Freddie, not be afraid to make changes, it's not a given that he's going to stick with the same side. He had 7 changes after the loss last time. But Andrew Johns has said that he feels really sorry for Jack Whiten at the moment, missing Sunday's win because of COVID. That's just unfortunate. But Matty Burton has the gift, and that's the gift of being in the right place at the right time. He absolutely oozes class. He does things you can't coach. He's also now in Queensland's head, which I found particularly interesting because that's absolutely where he is. His spiral kicks are just a handful. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this all plays out. And another big call that Joey made in a piece that he did overnight was the Felice Kaufusi binning. He didn't agree with it. He said, I could see that happening at the NRL level, but in Origin level, it's not something, that he found particularly, the right way to go, which I thought was a big call.
Yeah.
Massive call.
Damned if you do and damned if you don't, if you're Ashley Klein. Mm-hmm. So you work out that. Maybe those meetings with Fred during the course of the week actually worked in Fred's favour.
Book a meeting, release later. Book a meeting.
Yeah.
Book it now.
Well, I would go back to the Matty Burton thing. If he's the gifted one that, turns up at the right place at the right time, how'd he end up at the Bulldogs in 2022? Oh, sorry, Missile. Sorry, Missile. You just left yourself exposed there.
All part of the journey, guys. All part of the journey. What's going to make him a champion.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, I watched the highlights of Ben Hannett versus Justin Hodges.
Did you call them highlights?
Well, yeah, actually, all right. I watched extended parts of the boxing bout. What about when they went to touch gloves after
they'd
been
in punched him.
Hodges just punched him.
Yeah, he'd been watching a bit too much Floyd Mayweather.
It was like, hang on a minute, champ. Yeah, I have to apologise because I stayed up last night to watch it. I watched nearly every fight, so it was full on. But I want to talk about Liam Wilson. He survived a pretty epic 10-round slog, obviously defeating Argentinian Matias Ruda by unanimous decision. And the victory means for Wilson, he's the new WBO International Super Featherweight Champion, and it puts him into the top two in that WBO ranking. But, guys, as I say, the undercards last night, three in particular. One guy to watch out for, former Olympic boxer Paulo Acuso from Mount Druitt in Sydney. He beat Robert Burridge. It was unbelievable. The guy survived basically two knockouts. It was brutal. He's really good friends with the Penrith connection there in the NRL, Jerome Luai and Brian To'o. You have to ask, what's in the water out at Mount Druitt? I'm getting out there to drink it. The athletes that they are producing, it's unbelievable. You've touched on the NRL players, Justin Hodges and Ben Hannett, already. Certainly not a lot of boxing prowess on display, but, gee, it was entertaining. And Justin Hodges, geez, he goes all right.
He's called our gal.
Absolutely he has, but I'm not convinced that he'd come out the right side of that one.
No.
But for mine, the women's bout, I'm not sure if you caught this, it was a first round TKO. Shannon O'Donnell, she defeated Sarah Higgins in the bantamweight bout. O'Connell is something else. She's called out another boxer, apparently someone who's been, you know, dodging her for some time, Ebony Bridges, and I quote, "I will punch holes in her." I was scared just watching it on the television. She was unbelievable. Dead said, if one of these women called me out, I'd produce an Olympic sprint time. Attractive, fit, but very intimidating. It was a great night. Well done to No Limits Boxing.
Ebony Bridges is a world champ. Oh, she won a world champ.
She did. World title.
Absolutely. And Paulo Acuso, I saw him fight. Was he on the Harry Garside card?
Yeah, he was highly impressive.
Yeah. Really, really impressive. Good on you, Michelle. Thank you. We'll chat again next hour.
I'll be back.
There you go. Thank you. It's Michelle Bishop. All thanks to Kennard's Hire as well. Text messages coming in. We'll get to plenty of those throughout the course of the morning. A break and back with more.